I'm Talking, episode 336 for September 22nd, 2024. This is Joel from the I'm Talking Microcast, where I share my thoughts on a topic that has piqued my interest this past week. This week, we're talking rush. When I first thought of the word rush, I was thinking again that it's a word that we use quite often. Football season has started, and I like the NFL. I like to watch college football as well. And so obviously rush means something there. And then I thought there's a lot of ways that we can use the word rush. And so I decided to look it up as a definition to see what the dictionary said. And there were three that stuck out to me. The first said to move forward without preparation. And I thought that was interesting, to rush into something. The second one that I read was to perform in a short time. So kind of rushing through, to rush something in that sense. And then the third one was a burst of activity. And that just brought to mind my grandson and the way that he just attacks life. It's like a constant rush and it's hard to keep up with him. He's almost three, will be three next week. So all very interesting uses of the word, and apropos for what we experience in the world today. And it describes many of the ways that the world, and even those of us who call ourselves Christians, approach life. Oftentimes there's a rush, there's a feeling of urgency that just permeates through our society. And therein lies the challenge for those of us who call ourselves Christians. So there's a couple of things that I thought about when I was thinking of what rush, the word, might mean to a Christian in reference to the definitions that I read. Excuse me. And I was thinking, especially of myself at times, where the lack of planning because I want to rush into something can create all kinds of trouble for me. And rush is not always the negative. It's to be in a hurry, but it doesn't mean you have to be in a hurry without the planning necessarily. And a burst of activity is not always bad, but it's interesting how that can lead to things that might be unfortunate, I guess. And I was thinking, just in general in life, it's often not good to rush through life. And I think we need to take time as Christians to recognize what God has done and what he's given us, that we have to take time to pray. That's something that he's asked us to do, to talk to him. And that's not something we can rush through. It may be something that we can rush into, because there are times where we need that communication. But we need to take that time seriously. And then beyond that, we need to take time to listen. And that's where rush can get in the way, because in our rush to go on to the next thing, we won't slow down and take the time to listen to what God is trying to say to us, either through circumstance, through other Christians, through children, whatever it may be. And then the last thing that I thought about is time to seek. And that means, you know, my favorite verse in the Bible is John 10:10, which says, "The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come to give them life and life abundantly." And so if we take time to seek God, if we take time to pray, to listen, and then to seek his will, our life becomes that abundant life that he wants us to have. And that is just a reward beyond our imagination often. And then one other thing, I'm going to tie this on to the end. I probably should have stopped right there, but I want to talk about our witness to the world. And oftentimes people will not want to rush into anything if we're trying to tell them about who Jesus Christ is. And while I understand the concept, the reality is time is not promised to any of us. And oftentimes rush is maybe what you have to do when you're running to the arms of a loving, all-knowing, all-powerful, Savior. And so that is a time to rush, while the rest of life after that can be a time for reflection. Until next week, this is Joel from the I'm Talkin' Microcast.